Hi, I'm Dylan Straub. I'm climbing Kilimanjaro on August 1st. I've launched my campaign, Climb for Kids. Many of you have already donated, and I want to tell you, it means so much to me. Deep in my heart, I want to thank you for being part of the campaign. For those of you who are seeing the video today, come be part of the family. Join us. Take a step in the right direction. Help kids take a step in the right direction. Support the Boys and Girls Club. I hope that you will join me on the journey, because together it's more fun than it is alone.
So, hey, we're catching up with Dylan Straub today on South Mountain.
We're getting ready to climb Kilimanjaro August 1st, which is only a month away, so we got to train hard.
Why are you climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in the summer?
I'm doing it because it's pretty personal. I started to feel like I wanted to make a memory for myself, and as soon as I decided to do that for myself, I decided I should involve the community a little bit and launch a fundraiser called Climb for Kids. So it's a personal challenge, it's a commitment to the community, and it's a great way to make a memory and live life.
Talk about the kids that we're raising money for. It's the Boys and Girls Club of Bethlehem, correct?
Boys and Girls Club of Bethlehem, been around for 95, 96 years. Really grassroots organization that helps kids in the community. It's really struck a chord in my heart and kind of come part of my journey as I train for Kilimanjaro.
The way that you're raising money is through donations on your website.
I am. And actually, you can see right here, this is my little plush, because I got to give a shout out to Just Born, who came through big time for us. And it's been a lot of fun to do some collaboration with them. And I really appreciate that partnership.
Are you bringing any peeps with you on the mountain? Because I bet they would be like a good little...
To be determined, maybe. But, you know, I got to carry it up 19,000 feet, so...
All right. Dylan, I know you are a financial planner in the Lehigh Valley. You're a Moravian guy. Go Hounds. Why hiking up Mount Kilimanjaro? Why this specific feat?
Go Hounds.
That's right.
You know, I'm really lucky. I've got a fraternity brother from Moravian who walked around the world. I've got another friend who's climbed 6 of the 7 summits. And it kind of planted the seed in my head of, you know, what would be really impactful in my life. I love the outdoors. You know, why not have a challenge and create something that'd be a lasting memory? And Kilimanjaro seemed to fit the ticket.
So 19,000 feet, we looked it up. We're on South Mountain. It's about 19 times the height of South Mountain. So what are some of the challenges you get with just climbing? I mean, compared to running or anything like that. What are some of the challenges involved in this? And how does somebody go about climbing Mount Kilimanjaro? I imagine it has to be years, or at least a year of planning. How did you go into that?
Yeah, I mean, thankfully, you get by with a little help from your friends, right? So I definitely hired some help for fitness, hired some help, you know, to climb the mountain. So there's a company called Alpine Ascents that you can sign up with to bring you up the mountain. They have a 95% success rate. And they really outline exactly what you need to do to climb up the mountain. And it just shows you the steps to succeed and summit the thing. So I've been following their instruction. And so far it's been great. But yeah, I mean, I'm 6 months into training. And thankfully with Kilimanjaro, it's a mountain where you can't fall into a crevasse in the ice. There's
well,
no ropes.
God.
Yeah. Hopefully I come back. So
training, yeah. We were just saying how you could do South Mountain no problem now. How do you what has your training been like?
Training is like highly aerobic exercise. So keeping your heart rate low for long distances, balance work to support your knees and hips and ankles, and loaded hiking. So like right now I'm climbing up and down Blue Mountain repeatedly, and that's been a lot of fun. It's kind of cool to see the resort without snow too.
Right.
So yeah.
A quick thank you to our Lehigh Valley with Love partners, WDIY 88.1 FM, quoteahead.com, Wind Creek Event Center, Michael Bernadin of Remax Real Estate, and our friends at Banco Beverage Company. Thank you for allowing us to continue to bring stories like this to you. Do you hope that maybe a Boys and Girls Club member sees this and goes, I can do that?
Yeah, I definitely hope to inspire other people, because you know, I talk about setting goals a lot, and this is certainly a goal for me. And I hope as people see me training for Kilimanjaro, they can set their goals. And what I find about goals is the goal itself sometimes can be daunting, like 19,000 feet up Kilimanjaro, but I'm having so much fun on the journey.
Right.
Like talking to people, training, feeling physically fit, connecting with people like yourself, George,
right,
on like, you know, doing this interview. Like, it's so much fun. So I think if you can set goals but enjoy the journey, like, that's what life's all about. So I'm loving it. My biggest self-motivator is that success is not just measured by personal accomplishment. It's really measured by the impact that you have on the lives of others and the community around you. And so as I go through this, like, I get really energized by bringing people together, training for this. And I hope once it's all done, I'll look back and be like, wow, I did that.
Love being out here on top of the Lehigh Valley. Well, look at that.
Man, we're getting to the summit of South Mountain, huh?
We made it to the top of our Kilimanjaro.
Here's our Bethlehem, Pennsylvania Kilimanjaro.
Oh man, you gotta admit though, this is beautiful.
All right, George, you wanna see one of the training techniques?
I do.
All right, here's one of the training techniques. This is all you gotta do. Step up, step down, and step up. And you gotta do that about 200 times in a row with 20, 30 pounds on your back. But I think for today, we'll just enjoy this amazing view of Bethlehem, huh?
I agree.
Yeah, what's amazing is the number of friends and community members who've come in that I never expected to be part of this. And I love having the opportunity to say thank you to all of them. Mm-hmm. It's just fun to recognize them and say, hey, like, you're on this journey with me that's helping kids at the Boys and Girls Club. I love it. A couple of the things that inspired me was like my dad, my mom being a charitable family. I'm third generation Rotarian, and that's been amazing. You know, speaking with the Rotarians, they've been involved in this as well. My dad hiked the entire Appalachian Trail, and I think that's one of the other reasons that I enjoy the outdoors so much.
Maybe final questions. What do you do when you get to the top of the mountain?
Well, the first thing you do when you get to the top of the mountain is probably have a drink of water and take a photo, and then you go back down. I do think I'll try to accomplish other goals, but I'm not sure what that'll be. Let's see how I do with the altitude on Kilimanjaro. You know, George, I think this concept of taking an idea and turning it into action is another thing that I'm really enjoying. And it was brutally difficult to start, but taking one foot in front of the other, also asking for help from people who know what they're doing, can help you get the momentum to accomplish something. So I hope the people watching this can ask for help from friends or people that they know to help them accomplish their goals and take action on some of the ideas that you have. In addition, I hope that those actions can positively benefit your friends and your family, your loved ones, and the community around you. Because I had no idea that this is what was gonna happen in 2026, a couple years ago, but it is happening and I'm feeling amazing and it's incredibly fulfilling. And I think the people watching this, if you start doing something similar of taking a step towards your goals, you're gonna feel the same way.
All the best of luck, and I think that peeps what's gonna get you to the top.
I think so. Thanks, George.
Absolutely.